I'm Michelle Long. Time for Daily Market Wrap this Wednesday, March 20, 2024. Asian markets traded mixed on Wednesday ahead of the Federal Reserve's policy decision, expected to stay on hold, and more importantly, its dot plot. This follows the Bank of Japan's historic exit from sub-zero rates regime. The Bloomberg Dollar Index advancing for a fifth session as traders recalibrate their game plans.
We don't believe that the end of negative interest rates will lead to a massive dislocation in domestic financial markets or an increase in corporate bankruptcy. And responding to your question about what effect that has on global markets, we don't expect a sudden big repatriation of Japanese investment to the domestic market, which leads to a major sell-off or a slowdown somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So that's definitely not, on the cards. We expect the Bank of Japan to assure financial markets that it will continue its broadly accommodative stance. The target rate for policy interest rates will remain at 0 to 0.1% through the year. We expect at the EIU for the Fed to keep the policy rate at the current target range of 5.25 to 5.5% until at least June, because it continues to wait for that conclusive evidence. Monetary tightening has not had a significantly adverse effect on the economy. So we expect rate cuts to be very gradual, 25 basis points per quarter, because the Fed has now steered US economy into a prospective sort of soft landing, and it's highly likely that it will not want to repeat the policy swings and the mistakes that were made in the 70s.
Here at home, the PSE index inched up by a tenth of 1% to close at 68.56.
It's going to be a quiet trading session. Expect volumes to be muted given the Holy Week. And we'll take our cue as well on what happens offshore. But what market is looking at are earnings. Earnings tally so far, 22 names have reported out of the 30, mostly in line, 30% came in line. And as for earnings, we expect it to be at around 15% earnings growth for 2023, in line with consensus.
In corporate stories, following the fairness valuation report prepared by First Metro Investment Corporation, Bell Corporation has set the tender offer price for all minority-held shares of gaming subsidiary Premium Leisure Corp at 85 centavos per share. That is lower than its last traded price of 92 centavos apiece before the stock was placed on voluntary trading suspension. Tender offer period runs from March 22 to April 24th. Bell had earlier announced plans to buy all 4.6 billion pesos worth of minority-held shares of the PLC with the intent of voluntarily delisting it from the Philippine Stock Exchange. Meanwhile, BPI successfully tapped the international capital markets with a public dollar bond issuance for the first time since 2019, with its offering of $400 million in five-year senior unsecured notes. This is issued under the Ayala-led bank's $3 billion medium-term notes program. Net proceeds will be used for refinancing and general corporate purposes. With a coupon of 5.25%, this represents the tightest ever spread on a five-year bond from a non-sovereign Philippine issuer. The transaction is expected to settle on March 26. In other news, Cebu Land Masters posts a 29% jump in its 2023 full-year consolidated net income to 4.64 billion pesos, citing strength across all revenue streams, mainly from real estate sales and also its hotel operations and leasing. The Visbon-based developer launched 10 new projects last year with a collective value of 18.7 billion, with an impressive 63% sellout rate just less than a year in the market. Completed projects are already 97% sold out, resulting in the blended total portfolio sellout rate of 93%. CLI has also started a public offer of preferred shares totaling $3 billion, with an oversubscription offer of $2 billion up until April 2. Proceeds will be used for capital infusion and expansion projects. And finally, fixed broadband provider Converge ICT bullish it can keep its growth momentum this 2024 as it goes full blast with products launched last year and roll out new ones, including a service to help MSMEs. Its chief commercial officer also confident with all the positive developments in the business, its stock price will eventually catch up with the company's intrinsic value.
Since last year, the focus has really been on using the capacity that we now have to serve more and more customers across the country. So we've been really driving revenue growth and at the same time managing our OPEX as well as our CAPEX so that we can optimize our return on invested capital. Mm-hmm. So last year, you know, we launched, as you know, we launched two new brands, our flanker postpaid Bida brand, and as well as our prepaid brand, to target new segments of the market and to bring affordable connectivity to more and more Filipinos. So now, you know, we ended the year with 60,000 subscribers for Bida and 115,000 subscribers for S2S, or Surf to Sawa. So this has really been helpful in increasing our economies of scale and improving our return on invested capital. And going forward, we still expect this type of growth. We're forecasting 7 to 8% top line growth, and we're going to maintain our high EBITDA margins of in the high 50s, probably like around 58% or higher. We are launching more tailored products for different segments, and you'll hear more about it, especially for our small and medium enterprises. So there's a lot of room to grow for all players, not just for Converge. So in our case, right, we want to achieve 4 million subscribers by 2027. And I guess in the nearer term, we want to add at least another million subscribers by the end of next year.
And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.